So Rob and Barb, do you want to come up?
So even as you were walking up here tonight, I saw shadows fleeing. And I just kept hearing the phrase over and over, no shadow, no shadow, no shadow. So even though you walk through the valley, there's no shadow. No shadow. For God says it's bright for you. I stand before you both tonight as a bright light, illuminating the spaces and the steps before you, saying to you, there will be no darkness to step into. Only my light, says God. So I come tonight as your comforter, to comfort you both in this season, to be around you and over you and on all sides of you as a light and as a comfort, says the Lord. No shadow. And as I said, shadows were fleeing even before you sat down. Just all these things just fled from this space. For I will cause you to know my peace in a way that you've not known it before. And I'm reminded of the story of when Jesus was in the boat and slept. And the fact that he could sleep through a storm tells me that he slept really good. He slept good. And not only did he sleep good, you know, I always missed the part. He had a pillow. Thought that was pretty. You will know my peace and you will know my rest in the season, says the Lord. And through this, there's a sharpening. Through this, there's a sharpening for the two of you. There's a sharpening that's coming forth in this season. The Lord says that he's causing your declaration in this season to come forth like a sharp blade that's going to cut the way before you. I see you two just holding hands and declaring, he's our redeemer. He's our peace. He's our guide. He's our light. And that's affecting the atmosphere around you. So there's a lid. There's been kind of like a lid. You've hit a lid in this last season, and at times you thought, God, it's like, where do we go from here? God says, I'm removing that. I'm removing that lid. I'm removing that cover that's tried to be an oppressive cover over the two of you. I'm removing that and lifting that off in this season so that you can know, no, there's nothing that is going to hold you back from my love and from my word and from my peace to your life. So tonight, the Lord, I sense there's a deliverance. I sense there's not a deliverance. It's kind of like has a negative connotation. I sense there's a free. There's a relief that God is bringing for the two of you. A relief tonight with the wind of the Lord. A relief of God to lift off that lid that's tried to block and hold back all that's there for you so that you could receive it powerfully in this season. The Lord says, Rob, you're going to have a voice in this season. You're going to have a voice to those that have been discouraged. You're going to have a voice to those that have felt like they've not heard correctly, that they've just been cut off. The Lord says, you're going to be one. You're going to be like a cheerleader for them. You're going to say, arise and know that God is there for you. Arise and know that God will never leave nor forsake you. You're going to be a voice. You're going to be an encourager. God says, I'm going to release the encourager in you, through you, to be a blessing to all around you, says the Lord.
Picture of you two pulling ropes that are attached to a big sled full of people, and you're dragging it up a hill, and you've been pulling this sled full of people, and it's got all sorts in it. It's got family members, kids, adults, people in the church, neighbors, all sorts from all over piled into this big sled. And you've been hauling it up this hill for a really long time. And it's gotten hard. And you sort of started to feel your arms getting a little weaker, getting a little tired. Kind of like, this is a lot. This is a lot of people to pull up this hill. And the Lord says to you, get a better grip. Take a deep breath. Get a better grip because I'm going to fill you with strength for the next season. And the answer is not to let go of the ropes and say, I can't pull anymore. The answer is take a deep breath, breathe them in. I see you turn your hands around that rope a couple times so it's wrapped around. Where if it slides down the hill, you're going to go with it. All in, 100%. And begin to pull again, and God gives you strength to do it. So God has called you to be burden bearers in the body of Christ. And you have no idea what you think your capacity is to carry the burdens of people in a godly way, not an ungodly way. There's a way to, an ungodly way, an unhealthy way to carry. You're not responsible for people. But you carry people in the Spirit. And what you think your capacity is nowhere near what it actually is. Because God's going to fill you with strength in your latter years of pulling uphill. We'll have more people in the sled than you ever imagined. So the last years will be greater in fruitfulness than the first years, because you'll be moving in a different place. And so God says to you, I know you're tired. I know this is hard. I know it's hard work, but I've called you to do. Take a deep breath, get a better grip, and I'll fill you with strength to do it. Amen.
So, I know you guys have known you for a long time, feels like. And I've prayed with you for a lot of the stuff you've been through. But that doesn't prevent me from giving you the Word of God tonight. All right? One, God says you need to hear it. Good job. God says, good job, and I release you from the old things that you've labored under. I release you over the old requirement of faithfulness, and love, and care. And I'm calling you to a new season, says God. And God told me something. He said, this next season is not going to be about the two of you. I was waiting to listen, and what I heard was, do what you've been doing. But I saw, I kept getting this vision of a TV going from an old pixel standard, or whatever you call that. Where the thank you so much. Thank you so much. You'll pay for that. How clear it is. What's the clarity of
the resolution.
The resolution. Thank you. And then when it goes from one resolution to a 4K specific, clear resolution, but it wasn't about you. It was about other people seeing God in you. That God tonight is releasing a new resolution in what they see in you. And it is not about your having to change, do anything different, be smarter, faster, or anything else. Just recommit to wrapping your hand around the rope, doing the same thing, but everybody around you is going to go, oh, I see that. And you're going to paint pictures for who Jesus is. And over again, people are going to go, and you're going to hear this, you're going to hear it real quick, within a couple of weeks. Somebody's going to say, oh, I see. That's going to be a phrase you hear over and over and over again. And the desire you've had in your hearts to just explain Jesus, let me explain Jesus, is going to be what happens now. But it's going to be God's work. And He'll do it so many times, you'll come to expect it. Right now you don't, but it's going to happen so many times and surprise you that certainly you're going to go, wait a minute, that's the way it is now. We have walked into a new season of fruitfulness because God has increased the resolution of their perception of God and the two of you. Does that make sense? Good job. Thank you. Listen, all of you, just extend your hand right toward them. Listen, God places you under the waterfall of His Spirit right now. It washes you, refreshes you, reinvigorates. Brother, I got to tell you, all the stuff that's in your wonderful mind is going to flower like fresh roses and posies or whatever it would be blooming up in this season. This spring is going to be a tremendous time of intellectual intellectual blooming coming right back out of your head. You sit under the waterfall of the Spirit right now. Well, I know this is a little risky, but there's another prophetic word out here somewhere for them. I know it's risky. I know you're out here. If you're not willing to do it right now, okay. Who is it? Oh, Mason. You want to borrow my microphone? I'd be glad to lend it to you. Any time, you know.
What I felt or what I saw God doing was He was promoting the both of you together, and all of the disciples that you have had underneath you are going to step into the place that you're leaving, and I can almost see a triangle and a trickle down from all the promotion from you guys saying, yes, we're stepping into this. So I'm just saying, that's what I saw.
Father, we affirm your call upon Rob and Barb. We say yes and amen to your hand upon them and that the best is yet ahead for them. Lord, we say let the fruit of your hand in their lives now come 100-fold in the harvest season for them. Lord, we send them to prosper as your ambassadors in every place you call them to go, in Jesus' name. Thank you.